Australia's largest manufacturer of certified organics dog feed says organic grain is becoming so hard to source, it faces closure if supply doesn't pick up. Katrina Hobbs is the managing director of Pittsworth-based Country Heritage Feeds.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough situation. We have found over the past 2 years that we have regularly had to count how many days left until we have to shut the doors because of grain issues, and we sweat on one load to the next load. So far, we haven't had to shut the doors, but it's come mighty close, and we won't be able to expand or continue to see the growth in our business until we can see our supply chain stable and sustainable.
And that's obviously having consequences for organic producers further down the supply chain.
Yes, that's correct. And it's also affecting the price point. So what you're finding is organic products such as eggs or chicken or other organic products, particularly that are reliant on grain, be it in the livestock or grain-based products, are very expensive, and it's because of the cost of the input.
The shortage of organic grain also has consequences for producers further down the supply chain.
There's just simply not enough organic farmers out there, and over the past few years, I've found that there's been more farmers retiring than going into the organic industry, and so that's going to be a shortfall straight away.
Katrina Hobbs says the lack of supply can be put down to a shortage of organic grain growers, but Agforce Grains President Wayne Newton believes the combination of drought and production challenges have simply made organics less attractive to grain growers.
A significant part of organic grain, like wheat, is produced in the western parts of the state, and they've had 3 or 4 years of production issues with floods and frosts and more recently droughts. This year is looking, in general, a lot better. And I think just the other factor that's probably significant is just the returns from organic grain, the actual dollars per tonne versus the cost of producing it. With all the inherent issues with organic production, with the types of nutrition they have to supply to the plants, the type of weed control and so on that people have to use, rotations and so on, I think it's probably fair to say that the prices haven't quite been good enough to encourage a lot of people to really get into it.
But Country Heritage Feeds says the rewards are there for grain growers who do want to enter the organics industry. Katrina Hobbs.
What we've got is a decline in the number of farmers doing it, and then on top of that we've got a growth industry, as you've already said. So there's a massive opportunity for anyone that might find, that might be able to go into organic production.
We know that the cost of production is higher for organic grain, but the price rewards are there for those who do decide to go into it.
Yes, that's right. And there always has been good prices for organic grain. I've been in the industry for 17 years. We've always paid premiums, and the premium has been anywhere from 35% all the way up to 150%.